Amen. Bless the Lord. Amen. Well, I was reading a little this afternoon, took a good nap, and I appreciate that. Amen. I was thinking, I don't alliterate much. You know what I'm saying? I don't think about alliterating stuff. That means use an outline, say use the same letter. But I thought about this. The guards couldn't keep him. They tried to keep him, but the guards couldn't keep him. In fact, when he resurrected, they fell down as dead men. And you know what? Not only the guards couldn't keep him, but the grave couldn't keep him. Amen. He had power over the grave. On the third day, he said, I will rise again. And he did. And I bless the Lord for that. And I'll say this, the ground couldn't keep him. Amen. He was caught up into heaven. Amen. Amen. No gravity could keep him, thank God. And brother, I'm telling you what, thank God he's still the same. Amen. Ain't not, he's the one, thank God, the keeper of the soul of man. And I'm going to tell you this tonight. And brother, you know this and I know this. And I'll testify myself. I fail him so much. And brethren, I just take days sometime and dishonest as I can and do everything I want to do sometime. It's just the way it is. And brethren, I feel like I'm about the lowest anyway. And surely when I don't acknowledge him and the way I should, I feel worse. Amen. And you say, why you feel that way? I guess because I love him and he loves me. Brethren, it's just hard sometimes. Amen. Thank God. And listen, we all have them times. But I prayed yesterday. Day. I said, Lord, I know I ain't been as good to you as I ought to today. I'm not trying to merit anything, but it is good, thank God, to have a good, amen, walk in the light and the Spirit of God and have the help of God. But I said, Lord, I've lost something up here in the grass, and I said, I can't see too good. And I said, I probably ain't going to get to find what I found because it surely ain't saucy you much today. And I got down on my knee, and he said, right there it is. Amen. I picked it up. Amen. That's just the way he is. You say, that's little. No, it ain't little when you can't see. Amen. Thank God, buddy. And I'm telling you, he just showed me where it was. And I thank him for that. But I'm telling you tonight that God has a plan for everybody. He's got a plan. I thank him. I was thinking about the plan. Thank God he set up in my life, and you got one in your life, and God's in charge of it. You don't choose your plan. He's in charge of your plan. Amen. He gives us, thank God, some open doors that we can walk through, and if we choose not to walk through, then we'll miss the blessing. I don't think God will ever miss anything, but you'll miss some things that God has for you tonight. I believe the table's set, and I believe it's up to us to eat it. Amen. I believe we can have anything God puts on our table. That's kind of the way I look at prayer tonight, Brother Keith. Amen. I look at prayers. God says, Joel, this is your table, and here's the availability to it. You can go right to it. I've prepared it for you. You've got access to it. Amen. There's a lot of things on my table tonight, but you're going to have to take it if you get it. Amen. That's right, brother. And listen, thank God he made it available tonight. Brother, salvation is available tonight. Amen. But we didn't know that till he revealed that to us. Amen. You can sit and listen to a man preach and hear the gospel. Amen. About being lost, about you being a sinner. Amen. You can hear that, hear about hell and heaven, and hear about the Lord Jesus died for sin. Amen. And rising from the grave the third day. And it's available tonight, but you don't know that till it's made available. And you see the availability of God tonight through his son. Everything's like that, brother. And somebody said, thank God, it's salvation of the will of man, not also of the will of God. But man is involved in it. Amen. If man wasn't involved in it, he wouldn't have had to die. Amen. Because he did no sin of himself, but he died for mankind tonight. So who can be saved? Thank God, he said, with God, all things are possible. Amen. That's what they asked him when that rich ruler came and fell before him, got on his knees and prayed. Amen. Asked the Lord what to do. Amen. Thank God. He said, sell what you have, give to the poor. You lack that. Amen. The man walked away sorrowful, but the fact of it was the disciples couldn't understand why he didn't get saved. And Jesus said, well, with men, it's impossible to do what I told him, but with God, all things are possible. You say, why don't people get saved tonight? Ain't seeing it. Amen. You see it, you get saved. That's just fact, brother. How long you sit on a church pew? amen, for a little while, but that's the workings of God bringing you to that. God don't, amen, always show you the first time, amen, but you got to have to see that's what you need before you ever get saved. You don't see it, you'll not believe it, amen. Thank God, listen tonight, amen, he that seeth the Son, it's a seeing, it's a illumination in this thing, there's a revelation in this, but you really don't know nothing till you get in. That's just the way it is. You didn't know nothing till you got in. Amen. People say, well, do this and do that. They don't know how to do it. Amen. Listen, the salvation message isn't do this and do that. The salvation message is believe what he said. And when you believe what he said, thank God, that's when it goes, amen, the way it ought to in your heart. Amen. Faith, that's what it is. Justified by faith without the deeds of the law. It's God that does it. Amen. But you don't understand that tonight. And somebody can take a Bible and tell you a lot of these verses, but that don't mean that they're going to believe it unless God brings it to them. Amen. God got to bring it to them. I remember that little old day, thank God, preaching Miss Lib's funeral. Amen. And I remember you being a pallbearer. I believe you sat on the very end, maybe, right here on the second row. Amen. I didn't know you. Amen. I just got up and preached at John 14. Amen. I asked at the time, I said, anybody here need prayer? Amen. Lift your hand. I'll pray for you. Amen. And I remember him lifting his hand. It shocked me. Amen. To be honest. Amen. It didn't shock me. Some people raise their hand, but surely a pallbearer, amen, won't raise her hand. Thank God, he's what, about 23 years old. Amen. He raised his hand. Thank God. And we got to praying for him. Thank God that he had got saved. Amen. Before y'all did. But I remember that day. Thank God that God done a work there. Amen. Thank God 1990 he got saved. And that's the work of God. Then started seeing some people get in. But brethren, I'm telling you this tonight. I know a whole lot more than I used to. But that don't mean nothing. It's God's timing and God's will. And listen, all I knew was to preach. And I knew men need to be saved. And brethren, that's what I told them. God's been talking to my heart. And said, you need to get back to the simplicity of these things. It ain't always saying these amen talking in this deep stuff. Amen. Sometimes you're going to have to get to the surface. As Miss Camille said tonight, she wasn't but 4'9". Amen. She can't hardly reach the top shelf. God, we got to put it down there where she can reach it. Amen. And brother, the gospel is where you can reach it. Amen. You got, listen, these boys know what a door is. Jesus said, I'm the door. They know what a light is. Jesus said, I'm the light. He's everything tonight. Amen. I tell you, brother, thank God we just get back to these things. Amen. But it takes the workings of God, amen, to bring a man to that understanding. Amen. That understanding, he wrote about that understanding darkened this morning. He read that. And it got a hold of my mind in the fact that they had been darkened by the God of this world and religious system of this world. Amen. Some of them wasn't even in religion. Some of them was in rebellion, which all men's in rebellion. Thank God if they're lost tonight, they don't have no submission to God. They're just doing what they know to do. And that's only man. Listen, I look at people all the time and I think they're just doing what they know to do. Amen. That's all they know. Why should I expect anything else? God. And God, listen, he knows what we know, or it's who we know tonight's the difference. But they don't know him tonight. Amen. Listen, that little old girl sitting on your left tonight right there. Amen. She's your granddaughter. She knows you. Amen. But she wouldn't act like that toward anybody. Amen. Had to be somebody she knows. Amen. Some kids is, thank God, friendly to a lot of people, but she wouldn't, he wouldn't, listen, she wouldn't get what she's got on your lap, amen, if she is just any little girl. It's who she knows. Amen. Listen, it goes a long way to not who you know. Amen. He said, for their sake will I do it. Amen. For his sake I will do it. That's why the God of heaven is. Why didn't he go to Martha and Mary when Lazarus died? Because he knew they needed him. And tonight, brethren, when he went there, thank God he rose, got him out of the grave. Amen. But I'm telling this, tonight. The problem is, amen, in this day we don't take advantage, amen, of who we know tonight, thank God, in Christ. And I'll say this tonight, brethren, we soon forget what he has done for us. If you went back, why you live in doubt tonight? Why do we live in doubt? We live in doubt what whether God's going to do something. We live in doubt, amen, whether we even save sometimes. That's just the way the flesh is. But why would you live in doubt tonight? Could you go back and map your life for us being the last years you've been since you've been saved? There ain't no way. Thank God there's nobody in here could have went back and said they was going to get saved, they was going to live a Christian life, they was going to raise their children in the church. They couldn't do it. Amen. Why, brethren? Because that's the way God is. God does that. I never thought, amen, listen, that I'd be preaching the gospel. It wasn't on my plan. Amen. I graduated high school. Amen. Got a job. Amen. And started working in a plant. Thank God this old man of God, amen, was right across from me, started preaching to me. Amen. The Holy Spirit started convicting me and showing me, thank God, I needed God. And brethren, listen, through that workings of God, it brought me to the submission of Christ. Thank God, the knowledge of Christ. And praise God, the new birth came in and saved me and birthed me in the family of God. And that's where it happened. Thank God. It was 3 years later, God dealt with my heart about preaching. Amen. And 3 years later, thank God, I came here. Amen. And that's the story. Praise God. Amen. 33 years later, here I am. Thank God. But I'm telling you this, friend, I never would have wrote that. In fact, I had my own plans, own thoughts of what I might do. Amen. I didn't know. You don't know. Thank God. Somebody told me yesterday, a young girl, I know she's 18 years old. Amen. She's working down at the, thank God, where they sell pine needles. I started talking to her. And she said, I don't know what I'm going to do when I get out of school. And I said, well, don't do anything you don't know. Amen. Thank God, just follow God. Amen. Don't just do something to do it. Amen. Listen, God's got a plan for that life, friend. And listen, young man, God's got a plan for you. You don't have to worry about it. Amen. When you get up there and graduate school, thank God, you don't have to wring your hands. Everybody said, I'm going here and I'm going there. Thank God said, I'm just going to stay put till God talks to me. That's the best way to do it. Amen. And even though we didn't do that sometimes, amen, we didn't know God. Amen. We just went by our senses and what we thought. And that's the way it happened. Amen. I thought about the gift of God tonight, Brother Jonathan. Amen. God, give me salvation. God, give it to me. Amen. I ain't got on to how long I'll preach. I'll do it as long as God allows me to. Amen. I ain't got no frets about it tonight. Thank God, I'll do what God says. And when I'm through, amen, I'll just go on to the next step. Life's in seasons. Life's in stages. Amen. I've been in this stage a while. Amen. I'll preach, thank God, long as God will let me. Thank God, don't have to be here. Don't have to be there. Thank God, whatever God wants. But I know this tonight. Listen, God's got stages of people's lives. And brethren, you got a stage in your life that you're in today. Amen. You're teenage boys. That's a stage of life. Amen. Listen, thank God, it won't be long. Amen. You'll be young adults. Amen. You'll be thinking about getting married. Amen. Then there you marriage comes. Ain't God, and after that, a little long after that, ain't God, children come. Amen. Then you become, thank God, parents. Amen. Listen. And then one day you'll be grandparents. That's the way it is. God set it up. Amen. That's the blessing of God. The first commandment God gave them. Ain't God, be fruitful and multiply. Amen. Get together. Thank God, have some youngins. Amen. Ain't God, that's the way this thing multiplied. Amen. I told my wife, I know this ain't got nothing to do with the adults. I thank God 2 years ago. It ain't been quite 2 years ago. I said, let's get them. I think we need to get some goats. Amen. I said, the pastor's getting up. Amen. We went down and found some on the internet. I called the one, went down and got a billy and two nannies. Amen. Thank God we got 15 now. Amen. From them two we got with the billy. Amen. I'm telling you, that's the way it works. Amen. And all this multiplying. Amen. And thank God, children coming in this world. It's listen tonight. Why would it be if this church never had any youngins in it? Amen. Listen. Ain't God, Jonathan here this morning. He was, amen, Kayla and all these, amen, been born. Ain't God, after I was even come here. Amen. Listen. Ain't God, friend, that's the way God works it out. I'm glad, thank God, for youngins tonight. They're a gift of God. Amen. Listen. They're a blessing of God. Amen to God, friend. I'm telling you this. God bless you with them. Ain't God, do the best you can to raise them. Amen. That's a blessing. All them kids in here making that noise at the church today, You said, what'd you think, preacher? Thank God, let them make it. Amen. Might wake somebody up. Amen. Thank God, that's right. Amen. There's a bunch of them in here this morning running around. Amen. Thank God, shaking hands, everything. Let them come, thank God. Amen. Brother, this ain't a sacred building. I think we ought to take care of it. Amen. But I think, thank God, we've got them in children. Amen. Some children don't know those other children. Amen. It's according to how they're raised. Brother, all of them ought to be loved. Amen. All of them be hugged. Amen. All of them ought to say, man, that man loves me down there. Amen. Them two little boys Heather brought. Amen. Her sister. Those little boys, they come in this morning, amen. That one been around me a little bit. He come over and I said, come here, boy. Amen. I talked to him, amen, about a little sports. Hugged him a little bit, amen. That other little one, he finally came over and I hugged him. Amen. Listen, them others that come in, them visitors this morning, amen. Them, listen, that little old boy come up there. I hugged him. I hugged his brother. Amen. Listen, they need that, friend. Thank God. They'll not think that man's up there just hollering at me, amen, like that one said. Why'd the preacher holler at me for, amen? That one said one time to his mama, he said, what's the preacher mad about today? Amen. Thank God, I guess I was mad at something. But I'm telling you this, they need to know about us. It ain't all about that. It's about caring for people. Thank God, friend, we ain't got enough maturity in us. Thank God to love people as they are. Amen. I'm talking about the natural way. Amen. Listen, thank God, we in trouble. Amen. Thank God, we ought to close the doors if we can't. Thank God, invite people to come in that need the gospel of God. Amen. Listen, that's what it's about, thank God. I'm telling you this night, we soon forget about them things. There was a day we didn't know, amen. Thank God, but there's a gospel preached to our heart, and God saved us by the power of God and put new life in us, amen. That's right. Boy, I thank God for my wife tonight. I was just thinking about that this morning. You know, a wife's a gift from God. A wife's a gift from God. I mean, son, thank God for a wife. Amen. It takes care of me, brother. I mean, takes care of me. Amen. Had this little old shoulder injury. Amen. Thank God. It's still hurting. Amen. It don't hurt while I praise. It hurts after I get through. Amen. That's right. Brother, listen. Thank God. I need a little rubbing on my neck. Amen. Because he said, you're just a little tense. Amen. He said, your shoulder's a little tense. Amen. Listen, I'm a tense person. I said, I get tense a lot, sir. Amen. He said, you don't like pain, do you? I said, no, I don't. I'm weak on that. Amen. Amen. Listen, I said, I need a little help, Myra. Thank God, I need you to rub my shoulder. Amen. Thank God, you know what she did? Thank God, she got on the computer and bought me one of them things that, amen, that rubs on your shoulder. Amen. Thank God, that's right. Are you hearing me? I thank God for that. I thank God for a good wife tonight. I bless the Lord for it. Amen. Listen, thank God, that's a blessing. Amen. Thank God, it washes my clothes. Amen. I did wash clothes, I said, her last year. Amen. A couple of times anyhow. Amen. I never have cooked a meal. Amen. Thank God she does the cooking and I do the eating. Amen. That's the way. Amen. Her daddy was like that, so it wasn't no surprise to her. Amen. He never cooked neither. Amen. Brother Todd cooks all them meals and fancy meals. I said, hey, don't talk about this when my wife's around. Amen. That's what I tell him. He's telling me out there. Thank God, this that one said, I've been painting. Amen. I mean, I've been painting rooms and all this. I said, that's good. Don't talk about that when my wife's around. Amen. I'm telling you, but I got a good one tonight. Amen. Listen, friend, I don't deserve her. God bless me with her. And I'm telling you tonight, that's just the design and plan of God. How he set that thing up, amen, and brought this together. Amen. You and your wife stand over here this morning. Amen. Listen, I ain't gone to God of heaven. Amen. I ain't gone and got youngest tonight. That's a blessing, brother. And listen, I ain't God, brother. And I'm telling you, listen, I ought to thank God tonight. We soon forget them things. Amen. We take one another for granted. Amen. We say, now listen, they ought to do this. They don't have to, but thank God they do. Amen. Amen. Listen, she'll say, thank God, you want a cup of coffee this morning? I said, it'd be good. Give me that Maxwell House this time. Amen. Hey, brother, listen, it's just a blessing of God. I mean, it's joyful, thank God, to live with a wife of thy youth. Amen. Even though I ain't in my youth, thank God, I am my mind. Amen. My mind ain't
ain't left the youthful days. Amen. Listen, I live by memory sometime. Thank God, Brother Keith. And listen, I think about the days, amen. Thank God when we got married. Amen. And it's a blessing. Amen. Hey, listen. Thank God, it's good to walk back down memory lane sometime. Amen, buddy. Thank God, look at an old picture here and there. Thank God, look at it and say, amen. Thank God, listen. I look at that picture in my room. Thank God, in her wedding dress. I look at that picture of me and her, my youngins. Amen. I look at that young day. Amen. But listen, thank God, I ain't like that no more. As far as young, but my heart sure is. Thank God, my mind sure is. Thank God, I'm telling you, I ain't left. Brother, listen. Thank God, you ought to get thankful this night. Amen. Of the wife God give you, sir. Amen. Listen. Thank God, in love as Christ love the church. Amen. That's right. I'm going to tell you this. You'll get a hold of this, and this only means for your wife, and it means for life. Okay, listen. You'll get what you give. That's right. Now, if you got somebody that's got hard to get along with, it might take you a while, but you can break through it. Amen. Amen. God bless them. Amen. Amen, brother. As salt, that's our turn away wrath. Grievous words stir up anger. Amen. If you want to argue a lot, just throw some grievous words out there. That'll stir it up. Amen. That's right, buddy. And you get ill sometimes, don't you? I get ill sometimes. Amen. Listen, thank God it might not be hurt. It made me ill. But if I'm ill, I'm ill. Amen. That's right. Don't come and thank God and get on my ground while I'm ill. Amen. Thank God it could end up in an illness. Amen. But listen, thank God, friend, if we can just get along. Amen. In the Lord Jesus Christ, I don't see how anybody saved by grace. My friend, listen, thank God it can't get along. I'm just telling you that tonight. I know people's got some ways about them. Amen. I know that. I've got some ways. I ain't as weird as what you think. Oh, amen. Thank God they say, preacher's weird. I said, well, I ain't as weird as what you think. Amen. I'm a pretty even keel. Amen. Sometimes I get out of sorts. Amen. But I'm telling you this. Thank God you do what you can to long forbear and long suffering. Thank God to get along because, listen, thank God, friend, you can't expect somebody. Thank God to act like they're 40. Thank God when they're 19. Amen. You're going to have to give in a little bit. Don't give in to the just all compromise, but you got to give. That's right. Now listen, it don't matter to me where the rug is. She says, I want the rug here. That's all right with me. It don't matter. But you know, a lot of people getting all kind of stuff over things that's trivial and not important. And I want to say to you mamas, thank God for you being a mama. Thank God for you being a mama. I don't know, outside of a lady being a wife, more important thing is to be a good mama. And because I'm going to tell you this, and you can say what you want to, daddy's the backbone far as the standard of leading the home, should be anyhow. Amen. I walked in the bathroom up here at Culver's today and it had gentlemen on the door, and I wondered how many of us could walk in that. Amen. It said gentlemen. Amen. Most of the time it says men. Amen. Ain't many can go in that one. Amen. But listen, brethren, we are the standard for the home. We're the leader of our example before the home. Amen. But that mama's the one that's carrying the weight, friend. She's a carrying the weight. Amen. Listen, if I get upset at the home, my youngest is at home. Thank God, friend, it wasn't that long. It was back to, thank God, the storm had calmed down a little bit. But if mama gets mad, thank God, you might as well turn the lights out and go to bed. Amen. And hope that God it'll be better the next morning. Amen. You say, why? Their spirit is more sensitive. Their spirit's more sensitive. Amen. Listen, thank God, it takes a lot. Thank God, if Harlan come against you and he's young, he ain't, you know what I'm saying? If he upsets you, you can say, and he done something maybe that you really didn't like, he'd say, daddy, I'm sorry. You'd say, that's all right, son. I'll forgive you, but don't do it again. Think about what you did. But he go to mama, it's going to take a little bit more than that. Amen. That's just the way it is. Amen. Listen, I was talking about my wife the other day. You'll get a kick out of this. Amen. We was dating about a month. Amen. Me and a fellow went to an Atlanta Braves game. We'd been by Tennessee. Amen. Don't hold this against me now. I'm about hard to say what I'm going to say because it's the past. It's a little crazy. Amen. But thank God. I was 20 years old. Amen. Listen. And I was lost. Amen. They had a little dance down there that night. God have mercy. Amen. Where I was at. So I went down there to it. Amen. And I did dance with this dance one time. Amen. I called her. Amen. And she said, "What you been up to?" I said, "Well, we come down here to Atlanta. Watch this game." I said, "Well, they had a little dance down there after the meeting the other night." And I said, "I danced a little bit." And she got mad. Boy, I mean, she got mad. And the boy was in the room with me. His name's Jimmy Miller. He's older than me. Amen. And I got talking and she was mad. I said, "How am I going to get out of this?" Amen. And listen, I said, "Jimmy, would you leave the room?" Amen. He left the room. It took me a while. Amen. But I got her convinced. Amen. It wasn't nothing to it. Amen. Listen. And it wasn't either. Amen. But listen, thank God. I went down there and I said, "How much was that phone call?" I'm talking about 1980 now. Amen. I ain't talking about now. He said $9.63. I said, "My goodness." Amen. Thank God. I'll tell you, I ain't going to do that again. Amen. Thank God. I've been better off not even saying nothing about the dance. Amen. Hey, listen. Brother, there's a lot of things, amen, you'll try to work out in life. But I'll tell you, sometimes it takes a while. Amen. When you offend somebody, listen, ain't going to work it out. Amen. Listen. Brother, we're going to have to get along in life. We got to get along in life. That's just the way it is, brother. Amen. We're going to have to. Ain't nothing better than a husband and wife walking hand in hand. I thank the Lord for it. And I'm telling you, thank God that's right. And youngins walking with them. Amen. And brother, it's a good thing. There's always going to be problems because there's people. And there's going to be problems in your life and my life. But thank God, if there wasn't any problems, we'd not know how to solve them and enjoy the blessing of God. I'm telling you, you love one another unconditionally, amen. Sure. That's right. I don't regret 1 minute. I'll tell her tonight, and I told her before. I don't regret 1 minute of the journey with her. She's been a good one. Amen. Thank God she ain't never told me what to preach or what not to preach. Amen. If I preach the one she likes, she'll say, "You done good." If I don't, she don't say nothing. Amen. Amen. God bless it. Amen. That's just the way it is, brother. Amen. We know one another, don't we? Amen. I know her. She knows me. She probably knows me better than I know her. Amen. That's right. She'll know me, brother. Listen, thank God she knows when I get aggravated, and I know when she does. I know, thank God, when to step away, and I know when not. Amen. When to go forward. That's just the way it is. You learn life together, and you love one another. Listen, a church is strongest when the families are tied together. A church, listen, amen, we was raised, my mom and daddy got saved after I did and was blessed of God. Amen. With the good parents. I tell you, you had them too. And your mama's still living. Listen. And brother, listen, they had a structure. They wasn't saved, but they had a structure. Amen. Mama stayed home and cleaned the house. She done it a lot. Amen. She liked cleaning the house. She likes cleaning. Amen. And daddy went to work and he worked at the chemical place. And he had come home at 3:30, sometimes 4:30. He had them hours. And when he got to the door, thank God we had supper. Yep. Every day. Every day. Same thing when I worked at Bendix after I come through the door. We sat down and ate supper. Wasn't nobody having a phone at the supper table. We just had supper. I aggravated daddy at the supper table sometimes, and it cost me. When he sat down, he wanted to eat, and I wanted to eat. Some things I didn't want to eat. Are you hearing me? It wasn't optional with our house. I didn't like the green peas. I told you that, sugar peas. Didn't like them. Didn't like Spam too much. Amen. But it was cooked. And she didn't say, "Do you want some of this?" She already put it on the plate. And you ate it. You ate everything she made, whether you liked it or not. It wasn't up to the children. The children never run the house. Parents run the house. Amen. That's right. And listen, Daddy worked. Mama stayed at home and kept me and Rusty. Amen. Thank God. And brother, she taught us manners. She taught us respect. Amen. She taught us that if we didn't listen to her, we was going to be judged for it. She didn't wait till he got home. She used to switch on us before he got home. But it was structured. People didn't go everywhere then because they didn't have the money nor the time. You had one car. I'm not preaching this. Thank God to go back to one car. Amen. Thank God. I'm glad we got more than one car. But they had one car. Mama wanted to go to the grocery store. She took Daddy to work and brought the car back home. We took maybe a full week vacation, if it was a week, one time a year. They'd always take us to the beach and I'd get sunburned. I didn't like the beach. I liked air condition, and I sat in it. Amen. My daddy come in there one time. He said, "I paid all this money to come down here. You're going to get out of this room." Amen. It wasn't no ESPN then, neither. If it had been, I never came out. But, brother, listen. He took us to the beach. We'd go to the mountains some, maybe a weekend once in a while. Never did. I mean, we didn't have the money. I mean, listen. Amen. So we didn't have the time, neither. Listen, I don't know why I'm saying this, but I'm going to say it anyhow. We never missed school. My daddy said, "No, you can go tell them you ain't going to be there 3 days this week. I'm going to take you down to the beach." Now, that's what you done in the summertime. When you played ball, you didn't miss practice. You went with a broken hand if you had to. All these boys getting millions a day and lay out of the game because they got a pinky hurt. That's why I'm about through with it. I get so aggravated with it, I'll talk under my breath and everything else. It don't change nothing, but I'm telling you what, thank God, when we was growing up, if you played for a ball team, you went to every practice. You went to every game. My coach never had to call my daddy and say, "Where's your boy at?" "Well, he went hunting today." "No, he's on the ball team. He committed to it." That's why people's not committed in life. They ain't been taught to commit when they're growing up. I wanted to lay out of work. You listening to a boy today, thank God, son. He was an A1, thank God, Eddie Haskell. I mean a rascal. I wanted to try to get out of stuff, and they wouldn't let me. I tried to wiggle and couldn't wiggle no room to do it. And amen, when I lived at home at 20 years old, I wanted to lay out of work to go play basketball. Amen. Thank God, she said, "No, you getting up, going to work, and get up now." Amen. 20 years old, yeah. Now they can't even tell 10 years old to get them out of bed. Son, I couldn't imagine telling my daddy I wasn't getting up. I couldn't imagine telling him I don't want to eat that. Son, you look at him and now he'd be 85 and God's blessed me with good parents. Buddy, I'm telling you what, he wasn't that way when he was 40. Amen, son, he'd swing the black beauty. Amen, on my back end. Amen, that's right. Ain't much of that no more. Amen. We're psychologists now. We got to talk to them. That don't take away it. But that don't take. Judgment needs to be administered when it needs to be, not all the time. But there's times, thank God, a child needs a whooping. Amen. The Bible said, I mean, Solomon wrote it. I didn't. He said, "Spare the rod. You hate the child." Amen. A child needs the foolishness drove out of him. Amen. And he don't need it every time. Amen. Thank God I didn't whoop Manny a whole lot. I whooped Matt more. Thank God. I remember one time I was, thank God, was going to whoop Manny. Amen. I went in there. Thank God. And she had patted herself up. Amen. I mean, she had that about that thick in the back end. Amen. Thank God. I said, when I got in there to paddle, amen, Myra was in there too. She's going, you know, I didn't need her in there. Amen. It's hard to spank a girl. You don't know about that. You ain't never had one. Amen. But it's easier to spank a boy than it is a girl. Amen. Thank God. I'm telling you, she patted her up. Amen. I saw it padded. Amen. I tell you what I did. I had to turn to the wall and laugh. It was so funny. Amen. And then after I got through laughing, I said, "All right, get a bend over right there." Amen. I didn't hit her, break her about two licks. Amen. I ain't got to listen, friend. But it's right. Amen. It's just right. I'm telling you, listen. Brother, there's got to be some structure in life. Amen. We don't have to live like a robot, but we're going to have to live under, thank God, some rule. Amen. Or they never will know the rule. Amen. Thank God somebody needs to tell her youngest to be home at night. When I was 20 years old, before I got married at 11 o'clock, I had to be home at 11 o'clock. You know what she did? She sat up till I got in. I couldn't pull nothing. Amen. 11 o'clock. If I come after 11, I better call, I'll tell you that. Amen. I'm talking about unsaved people with structure that taught me in life. But what it's about now is everybody runs a house but the daddy. God have mercy on us. Amen. I'm thankful for parents. I'm thankful for parents. I'm thankful for my parents and I. I'm thankful that I was there both times when both of them got saved. I seen it visibly, amen, with my eyes. That morning, mama walked down the aisle. Amen to God. Amen. Thank God. A good woman. I'm talking about a good woman, Brother Keith. Going to hell lost within a Methodist church. Amen. But the gospel got a hold of her and wrung her heart. Amen. And brought her to an altar of repentance. I was there that morning. I was burdened with her. Thank God she got born again. Amen. Listen. Thank God for that tonight. Amen. Thank God you can call your mama and she'll say, I'm praying for you. And I was there tonight, my daddy got repented. He repented. Amen. Wept his way to God in repentance. And God let me see that. Amen. There he sat in the back row tonight. And bless the Lord for it. Listen, friend. I'm telling you, we forget sometimes. We need to take a trip back and see where God brought us from and see what God's done for us since then. Even yet, while we were yet in sins, Brother Keith, he let you be born in Dick and Judy Redmond's home. And he let you be raised by parents that said, we run in the home. We love you and love Danny. Right. But we want you to know this is our home and you're going to do what we say.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Yes, sir. Amen. People say, that's kind of rough. No, it ain't kind of rough. I know there's a ditch on both sides of the road. But at the same time, thank God, brother. Amen. We learn by getting out of the ditch, don't we? Amen. I've been in a bunch of them. Amen. But I'm telling you, learn by getting out of them. That's right. That's how you learn. How's this boy going to learn? How this boy? Oh, bless him, Lord. Thank God. I appreciate you. I love you, buddy. Amen. Thank God for you. I appreciate the Lord helping you. Amen. I know you struggle. Amen. I know some days is hard, but I'm glad. Thank God. You know what you'll be? You'll be better than I am. Amen. Listen, because of the strength that God gives you to overcome some things, you'll learn that in life. Listen, a kid that's faced with things, that overcomes things, he'll be stronger in life. Amen. He'll know what, thank God. Amen. Listen. Amen. Listen. I know that's right. Amen. The more you're tested, the stronger you are in your testing. I appreciate you, mom and daddy, training y'all up. All of you. Letting you be boys. Letting you carry knives, shoot guns. Amen. Thank God. Fight with one another once in a while, as long as you don't hurt one another. Too bad. Amen. Ain't got me and my brother always fought until he got too big. Amen. He got too big. I ain't messing with him no more. Amen. Thank God. I don't never remember losing to him. I'll tell you that. Not remember losing a fight to him. Never remember losing a basketball game to him. Amen. He was pretty good in football, but he couldn't beat me because he couldn't catch me. Amen. But I'll tell you what. He got bigger than me. Amen. I used to fight with him. Amen. I'd get him down on the ground. I'd say, and I'd always hold him down. Amen. And this is what I'd say to him. What would Jim West do now? Amen. He liked the Wild West. Amen. He kicked me and everything. He'd done everything he could. Amen. But hey, when he got up here and I was down here, I thought, ain't no more. Jim West is bigger than I am. Amen. But I'm telling you this. Thank God we had a good childhood. I mean, I just want to tell you tonight. I don't have no regrets. Amen. I've done a lot of stupid things. And I regret I did them. But I learned from them. Thank God. And I still learn from things I do that I ought not do. But I'm telling you this. I had a good childhood. I thank God for my parents. I mean, I've been blessed with them. Amen. Thank God. I'm glad I had good teenage years. Even though, brother, and I enjoyed playing sports. Enjoyed friends. Amen. But listen, thank God for the day that the Holy Ghost came where I was at. Amen. And got a hold of my heart and brought me in the family of God and made me one of His. And God had changed me forever and gave me life. I'm blessing for that tonight. Amen. Then married, had a good marriage. Thank God, children. Thank God, God bless us. We have grandchildren. Amen. Bless the Lord. What do I have to complain about? Have we soon forgot these things? We got enough to thank God for. Amen. And that's a blessing to God. Amen. Listen, you've been through some hardships like we all have, but you've been through some hardships. How'd you make it? By the grace of God. Amen. How do you face things, Brother Hyatt? By his own help. Amen. A lot of my problems are self-inflicted anyway. And he still has mercy on me in that. Amen. I ought not do it to get mercy. Amen. I ought to do it, thank God, because I love him. I ought to stay out of them self-inflicted things. Amen. Thank God I know it. Brother, listen. But he's good to me. He's merciful to me. Amen. Listen. Why? Because of him. He don't just do it because I'm good. He does it because of his son. He does it because Jesus saved me and put me in his own body. That's right. And for his sake, thank God, and his glory, he lifts us up even when we're down. Amen. Even when you don't feel like it and you don't want to do it and you get that old stubborn backstreak. Amen. Thank God he still loves you the same. He don't cut no love. He don't say I love him less. Amen. Thank God he still loves you the same. Isn't that amazing? Ain't nobody can be like that. Listen, Jonathan, I love you and I love all you brethren and sisters, but ain't nobody can love you like Jesus. He knows everything about you. He created you. He knows everything about you, but he still loves you. Amen. Thank God, buddy. Amen. That's why you talked about that friend tonight. And I'm telling you what, listen, that friend tonight's him tonight. He's the best friend you'll ever have. Amen. The God friend, I'm telling you how good he is tonight. Amen. Thank God, when's the last time you thanked him? Give him thanks. You go back in your life tonight and you say, well, it could be better. Well, God have mercy. It couldn't be better with him. It could be better than some of the things I've done and what I do sometime. Amen. I could obey the doctor better. Amen. I could do a lot of things that help my life better. Amen. Thank God. But I'll tell you what, it ain't going to get no better than what he can do for you. And I'll tell you this, brother. I can't go back and relive one day. I can't go back and do what I didn't do tomorrow, yesterday. It's gone. It's gone, brother. It's gone. It's gone. I looked at that coat of Brother Roberts up there in the office this morning. I stood right in front of it, and this is what I said. I said, I miss you. I miss him. I miss Brother Robert. But he ain't coming back and sit on that pew again. But I want to thank God with a bowed knee and I thank God in my heart that God give me all them days with him. And he'd say this, how many years have we been together? I said, 33. He said, well, praise God. He said, well, I'm going to leave loving you after 33 years. He said, I'm soon to leave out. He knew it. He knew it. You look back to your daddy. Look back at the recent John Wesley. I mean, he didn't know, and I don't know how far tomorrow is going to be with us because we don't know. We can't get there. You can't but see today. You don't know. That's why, and I know what I'm saying, it sounds general, but that's why we ought to live the day like it's the last. In treating one another, loving one another, and not being so anxiety and the cares of this life, and know this is the only day we have that God's give us. And bless the Lord for it. Amen. Let's pray. Father, use the word tonight. God, I scattered, but God, I give what I thought on my heart. God, I pray you'd use it tonight in the hearts of your people. Help them, God, to get their mind back to God, Lord, and see, God, what you've done for them. God, help us to have a time, God, we just go back, Lord, and look back. And God, amen, Lord, God, see where you brought us from. See what you've done for us. See how you blessed us, God, tonight. Lord, God, I bless your good name and your goodness to us. Oh, God, we ask your blessing on these dear people. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.